The following article was written and submitted by the Canadian Naval Memorial Trust based in Halifax, Nova Scotia, where the last corvette, the HMCS Sackville, is preserved. Collingwood's shipyards helped build some of Canada's corvettes, which were used in the Battle of the Atlantic 80 years ago. The HMCS Collingwood, named after the shipyard that built it, was one of several Flower-class corvettes that played a vital role in the Allied victory in Europe during the Second World War. In 1939, Europe was at war, and by 1940, continental Europe from France to Norway had been occupied by German forces. Britain stood alone, and the sea lanes across the Atlantic were her only lifeline. Supplying that critical lifeline were convoys of merchant ships bringing vital food, fuel, and war materiel from North America. The role of the Royal Canadian Navy escorts, including the tireless Flower-class corvettes like HMCS Collingwood, K-180, was to protect the merchant ships against enemy submarine attacks and ensure the safe and timely arrival of the convoy at its destination. The escorts played a crucial role in ensuring Allied victory at sea during the pivotal Battle of the Atlantic 1939-1945. This year marks the 80th anniversary of the end of the Battle of the Atlantic, as well as the 80th anniversary of victory in Europe. More than 100 of the corvettes, including Collingwood, named after Collingwood, Aunt, proudly bore the names of Canadian cities, towns, and communities from coast to coast, along with recognizing the people who built the 205-foot, 950-ton ships in Maritime, Quebec, Ontario, and British Columbia shipyards. HMCS Collingwood had the distinction of being the first Royal Canadian Navy corvette to enter service during the Second World War. Collingwood was built and commissioned at Collingwood Shipyards in November 1940. The ship joined the Halifax Force in January 1941 and was one of the seven corvettes that were charter members of the newly established Newfoundland Command. In June, Collingwood commenced a six-month deployment as an escort between St. John's, NF, and Iceland. It was during this period the ship was involved in a major convoy engagement with German U-boats that resulted in 8 ships torpedoed and 6 sunk. Early in December 1941, Collingwood began a 2-month refit at Halifax, following which, as a member of Escort Group C4, resumed mid-ocean escort duties between St. John's and Londonderry, Derry, Northern Ireland. In late 1943, the ship's forecastle was lengthened during a refit in New York. Collingwood left Londonderry, Derry, in mid-November 1944 for the last time. The ship underwent a refit at Liverpool, NS, and later assigned to HMCS Cornwallis, NS, to serve as a training ship. Collingwood was paid off in July 1945 at Sorrel, QC, and broken up at Hamilton, ON, in 1950. HMCS Collingwood was awarded the Battle Honour Atlantic 1941-1945. Of the 123 corvettes to serve in the RCN during the war, only HMCS Sackville remains, named after the town of Sackville, NB, and commissioned in St. John, NB, in 1941. The last corvette, restored to its 1944 configuration, is a National Historic Site and was designated Canada's Naval Memorial in 1985. Owned, maintained, and operated by the Volunteer Canadian Naval Memorial Trust, Sackville is a popular visitor attraction on the historic Halifax, NS waterfront during the summer months. During the winter, the ship is berthed in the HMC dockyard. HMCS Sackville protected us in war, served faithfully in peace, and continues, as Canada's naval memorial, to honor all those who served.